Hello and welcome back to Podmas 2022. It is day two and we are in it to win it. So let's keep going. Today's question or prompt is, what are five things that you have enjoyed most about this year? Well, okay, starting with the hard questions early on. I think the five things I've enjoyed most is the end of the year that has come, finally. It's felt like it's taken forever. The second thing I would say is the celebrations we've had. I attended a wedding at the beginning of the year. I have tried to enjoy a lot of other things along the way. So the celebrations and milestones that have come about, those are the things that I have enjoyed about this year. Another thing I would say is the growth that I have had. That I think is something that is underestimated a lot. And growing comes with growing pains. Challenges come with change. And I think gratitude is something we all need to do. So the gratitude for the growth that I've had is something I have hated but enjoyed. Because it's not fun going through the process, but the end result is fun. So I think gratitude is something that I've enjoyed this year because of all the things that I've achieved. And I can look back and be like, yes, I did that. The fourth thing I've enjoyed about this year, clarity. Getting clarity. I've mentioned this. I am doing planning in January. The whole month is just about planning and things that I've done, and in preparing for it I've had to do a lot of questioning myself and what I truly want, and getting clarity on what exactly I want. So that has been something I've enjoyed. It's like, you know, you've lived your whole life with blinders on, and you've taken off these blinders through this research, and you can be like, oh my word, I can finally see the light. So that is something I've enjoyed. Fifth thing, what have I enjoyed most about this year? Final thing, I think it would be seeing the people in my life thrive. A cousin of mine is finally done studying, and it's taken years of her life and hours of her time and thousands of rands in fees, but she's graduated, she said she's done studying, and she's a life coach. It's incredible, we are so proud of her. And that is just amazing to me. She is living her best life with her husband. My sister, living on her own, taking care of herself, studying full-time, doing all those things. That has made me proud to see the kind of person she's become. You know, seeing my mother take it in stride and just be like, as heartbreaking as it is to see my youngest baby, you know, go and live on her own and be in these conditions and do these things, she's thriving in what she does. And I think that is momentous. You know, it is something to be proud of, because it's not easy. And my father's stress levels, but yeah, he is proud of what she's doing, and he takes pride in being able to help her do that. My brother and his work ethic, good lord, it's inspirational. So I think I'm just proud of their growth and my own as well. So I think being proud of all the things we've done over this year and enjoying the process, because I did mention I enjoy the journey, and it's been one. It's been a big one. So yeah. Wow. Okay. I don't like to make these too long, so I'm going to cut off there, and I'll see you tomorrow. Love you. Bye.